The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Good evening. I don't know if I've given a talk on a Wednesday night. So it looks like I'm supposed to just start, right? That's what I'm getting. I looked on the website and I saw that it's like a, how did they explain the Wednesday nights? It's kind of like a, well, I got the sense from the website that some instruction is looked forward to. And so I will give you some. I'm Rebecca, for those of you who, I guess everybody knows that. It's great to be here. I'd love to come to Minnesota. I notice a couple of weeks before I come that my Minnesota accent starts coming out more. Maybe it's because I'm talking to my family on the phone or something. I don't know. I find myself saying, here you go. It's like, oh, that sounds kind of Minnesotan, I think. So anyway, it's great. So we will sit for a while, and I'll start us out with some just basic settling instructions. Then I'm going to give you guys some silence, and then maybe 10 or 15 minutes in, since the subject tonight, one of the subjects tonight is grief, so an emotion, I'd love to give you some instructions on being with emotions with mindfulness. And the instructions that I'm going to give you come from the lineage that I've had the most training in, which is the Burmese lineage known as the Mahasi lineage, from Mahasi Sayadaw, from the monastic lineage. And I think the Mahasi lineage offers like really clear instructions, like what do you do? And when you get into intense emotions, it's really helpful to have like a template, like what do you do? Because you can't think very clearly often when you're in strong emotions. So to like have a sense like, how do I be mindful of this? How do I approach and connect with this experience with mindfulness? So I'll add in those instructions. Some of you maybe already know them, but it'll be a review. Some of you might be new. So that's what we'll do with our half hour, okay? All right, so let's start off. The little bell ring. So bringing the attention, or allowing the tension to come into the body, our physical form. Taking a posture that reflects a sense of enthusiasm and curiosity, energy, but also relaxation, groundedness, settledness. You can even consciously invite that sense of relaxation. Often we need to go towards that way. Just knowing that we have this time now where you don't need to solve any problems or figure anything out. Just a time to be simple and simply connect with this breathing body, this heart and mind. And often it's helpful to have this, what we call an anchor experience in the body, a place or experience in the body where you can connect with a sense of ease. Sometimes the breath, connecting with the movement of the breath. Sometimes the breath isn't so easeful and it's helpful to have some other place to connect in the body. Maybe the experience of the whole body sitting, alternating with the experience of the hands touching. or maybe the experience of the feet on the floor if you're sitting in a chair and the hands touching. So having this easeful experience that you can connect with when the attention gets scattered, lost, unsure, confused, entangled. It's like you have the choice to let that go and get simple. The relief of doing that, of letting it go and getting simple. So that's the instructions for the moment. I'll say a few words about connecting with emotions with mindfulness. And if there is some particular emotion you're feeling at this time, you can practice as I give the instructions. And if not, there's no need to fabricate an emotion. That's fine. You can just listen. So in the Mahasi lineage, there's three tasks, you could say, in mindfulness of emotion. And the first one is, if an emotion becomes present and calls your attention, we connect with it directly. Sometimes it's helpful to name the emotion. And then we check out whether there's some bodily experience that corresponds with that emotion. So we see what is the manifestation physically in the body of that emotion. And this is the easiest way to connect with an emotion without getting overwhelmed or swept away. It's not always apparent what the physical expression is, but if you notice it, you can connect with that. So maybe it's tightness in the chest or heat or some place of contraction, tension. Or it might even be pleasant. If it's a pleasant emotion, it might be feeling of lightness or tingling. So what is the physical experience of this emotion? Connecting with that directly. What is the mental experience of this emotion? What is the flavor in the mind? Is the mind contracted, expansive, tight, wide, flexible, inflexible? What's that experience? And you can also notice perhaps the kinds of thoughts that arise. We don't care too much what the particulars of the story are, but we might notice, for example, with anger that there's feelings of revenge or self-righteousness. Or with happiness, we might notice thoughts that we're going to be happy the rest of our life and all the great things we're going to do. So we can just notice, how does this emotion express itself in the mind? So that's task number one, direct connection. Task number two, how does this emotion change as we are with it? Increase, decrease, go away, change to another emotion, fizzle out. And third, what is the relationship with this emotion? Is there connection, kindness, a kind awareness, maybe even compassion? Or is there rejection, grasping, some kind of reactivity? We slowly extend the capacity of the mind and heart to connect, be with, endure the whole range of human emotional experiences. And then if we find we're getting swept by the story or we're losing interest or the emotion goes away, then we can just come back to our anchor. Let it go. It's over. May our practice bring peace and freedom to our hearts and our minds. And may we share that outwards with all beings.